The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On Newstalk.
You'll have been hearing throughout the day here on Newstalk that there's figures that we have gotten here in the station that have shown the surge in complaints to local authorities right around the country about potholes. This is not a surprise if you are a driver, but over the past 3 years, there has been a 92% increase in complaints over potholes. Newstalk's Josh Crosby has been asking motorists how badly their areas are affected.
I have lived with potholes for nearly 40 years on the lanes and bylanes of Ireland around Limerick and Clare and places like that. So pothole is literally at every second turn, to be honest. But it's a politician's question. You know, it's an answer we have to put to our politicians in terms of, you know, good road performance, strong roads, safe roads. And I think insurance companies have to get involved in this question now at this stage.
And over the years, have you had much damage done to your cars?
Not really, no, I have to say. There's been an in and out of them, you know, yeah. They're like little whirlpools in roads sometimes, you know.
I'm from County Waterford City, actually. So, we've had a lot of potholes even just outside my own area. Now, there was some speed bumps and right into big potholes, and they were there for a few weeks. But the council did come along eventually and fill it in.
Eventually? Were you waiting a while?
Oh, God, yeah. I went down the pothole a couple of times and forgot about it myself because it was over the bend. And, I fell into it a few times myself, but eventually it was fixed, yeah.
Any impact to the car? Did you have to go off and change a tyre or anything?
Well, yeah, I had a deflation over it, but the tyre didn't pop. But yeah, it's damaging vehicles. But thankfully, Waterford in particular, they've kept up the roads very well.
I live in Clondalkin area, so I actually had to replace the tyre last week and the week before.
And how much did that cost you?
€80 a pop. Yep.
All adds up.
Yeah.
Do you go a different way, or do you try to avoid them?
Well, you just try and avoid them, because quickest way home. So
I was down in Limerick the other night, potholes everywhere. Back roads, I was heading to 6 Mile Bridge. It was a nightmare of a drive. So they took me across through O'Brien's Bridge that way, you know,
instead of cross country.
I was, yeah. So it was lively.
Certainly is. And the worst ones are the ones you don't see until you're in them. And some of them are quite deep, and we'll come back to that later on. There's a stretch of road just inside the Cork border as you approach it from County Kerry. It's between Cullen and Clonbannon Cross, says this listener. It's like being transported into the Stone Age with the condition of the road. It's basically one major pothole. There's no such thing as road tax, says that listener. Yeah, it's motor tax. But the motor tax is supposed to pay for the upkeep of the roads. That's the theory of it. Guess where it goes? Into the big tax pot, and none of it comes back out to tar the roads. Mary from Dublin. Mary says Cork drivers are also the worst in Ireland. How very dare you, Mary. As a Dubliner living in Cork, I find Cork drivers have no manners. Never let you into the lane when you indicate. Constantly stop in the yellow boxes. Create general gridlock. Drive slowly between the lanes and drive right up your tail. I'm very sorry, Mary, if I've ever done that. I don't remember doing it. Possibly generalising there. And it's okay. Cork and Dublin in the hurling in 2 weeks' time. It'll be fine. We're all friends there. We will come back to this topic after 5 o'clock because I have been so lucky that I have lost 3 tyres to potholes over the course of 6 months. And we'll talk about that and why Cork is most certainly at the top of the list of complaints a little bit later on.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.